It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Purple Daily is daily Vikings entertainment. We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die.
I will ride with this group.
Seriously, man. Please.
And away we go.
Oh, do we have a show in store for you guys today? The sports dad has been in his lab. His mock schedule lab.
I want a mock.
Did you see a note? We got a note. I got a note on X after we tweeted about this that said, you know, if you guys don't do another mock until next something. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like he didn't want the mock schedule.
Oh, and,
he didn't want the mock schedule. He's like, if you guys don't do another mock until like next whatever, March or something, I'll be happy. And then someone else said mock schedules are a waste of time, and I'm a fan.
Do we feel that way? I guess we could. I mean, it's not going to change what we're about to do here, which is picking the Vikings schedule for the first time. But yeah. Does this exercise not appeal to you guys? Picking the Vikings schedule, Judd mocking what the Vikings schedule could be a week before it comes out?
I'm a 54-year-old man that spent 2 hours moving games around last night, painstakingly going through to make sure that things matched up as realistically as possible, not having too many road games consecutively or home games, figuring out a bye week, and now you're going to tell me that my life's work is worth nothing?
Yeah. Disrespectful, quite frankly, all you people.
I'm hurt.
So even if you hate the exercise of a mock schedule, just know we already know the Vikings opponents home and away. So this will be our first stab. Now that we know free agency is mostly over, the draft is over, we're going to pick the Vikings' wins and losses for the first time here in 2024. We also have, before the end of the show, an update from one of the most prominent Patriots beat writers on what the exact trade package was that the Vikings offered to get up to 3. So we'll do that. But a shout out to our friends over at Finch Home Solutions here. No relation, but we are thinking about the Timberwolves coach today, Chris Finch, and his knee surgery tomorrow. So an ode to Chris Finch, Cody Finch, and Finch Home Solutions.
Release the Vans, as I like to say. Release the Vans, because those Vans, if you're watching this right now and looking and saying, that looks familiar, guess what? It does, because it is Vikings colors. And at Finch Home Solutions, they love two things. Cody loves the Vikings, and Cody loves making sure that your home's electronics are safe, that your home is safe. And I'm talking about all types of projects, big and small, car chargers, panel replacement, indoor lighting, upgrades to current systems, storm damage, breakers tripping. It doesn't matter what you have. You know, it could be something that's going from a 2-prong to a 3-prong outlet. Finch Home Solutions, fast, courteous, absolutely there, and will do the job. And if you want to talk some football with them, that's awesome too, because they all love their football. 612-357-2604, FinchHomeSolutions.com. I'm going to tell you right now, you know who loves the mock schedule? Cody Finch and my friends at FinchHomeSolutions.com.
Let's get it, boys.
Let's get it.
Let's all three keep track of our own wins and losses, if we could, don't screw it up.
Can do.
Yep.
So we can do this. We'll probably do this 5 times between now and
then. I'm going to unveil, and you guys, at least for this one, do the predictions.
Oh, you're not doing predictions?
Excuse me. Coffee went down wrong. Not yet.
What?
Because I've got to unveil. Well, no, I'm going to do it, but I gotta unveil. I've got a lot to explain here, and I don't want to then take up more time predicting.
Okay,
you guys have not heard this before.
Okay. Can you at least at the end of the exercise give us what you think your win loss total would be after just generally as you go through the schedule?
Sure.
Okay, that's fair.
A lot to explain here. A lot to explain. 5 weeks worked in. A trip to London. Jolly old England worked in. So
you sound like you're from London.
What we do know is the NFL schedule, because we know the date of the opening Thursday night game, which will be someone v. the Chiefs. That is the Thursday before September 8th. So September 8th is the opening Sunday. So my dates are impeccable here. Cannot be questioned.
Okay.
So I'm not guessing about the start of the season. Okay.
So this is sourced. This is sourced information
is sourced
here.
Because, I mean, I'm telling you, I was at my computer last night, 2 hours laying out dates, Googling things to see what happened last year, to get past precedents. Yeah.
This this is like in Miracle when Herb Brooks has to cut Ralph Cox and Judge just like, I can't put the Texans week 4, you know, they can't go to London this early. I got to put this later. This is great.
Well, that's very funny you say that, because it's right around week 4 that they do. But anyway, let's start off with week 1.
Okay.
So I was looking for a splash here. New quarterback, Vikings, disappointing season, but I feel like there's an energy here. I was looking for a splash game, and I think I found it. September 8th, the Vikings open at home in primetime on a Sunday night on NBC. J.J. McCarthy is the Vikings' future. Kirk Cousins is their past as the Atlanta Falcons invade U.S. Bank Stadium. Can Cousins get his revenge? Will
it's
McCarthy
time for some revenge. Or is it going to be Sam Darnold versus Michael Penix week 1?
There's two franchises. They go through different quarterbacks.
Cousins is benched now.
One guy is the new successor, and then they put in this crazy, you know, twist in the draft. They take Penix. You know, when's McCarthy going to play? Oh, I'm just so excited to see how it all plays out.
It is, you know, with all the drama and weird vibes in Atlanta, and whether it's Kirk or Penix getting used to just a new collection of everything, new offensive systems, everything. I think it's going to be a rude awakening for the Falcons inside the Thunderdome that is U.S. Bank Stadium. It's a win for the Vikings.
It's a loss. It's a loss for me. A loss. I think Kirk gets his revenge. And I believe the Vikings will stumble a little bit here out of the gate. That's what my first gut reaction is telling me on April 30th, just a few days after the draft. It's a loss for me at home in primetime against Kirk and the Falcons.
Okay. Is this not the perfect opener, though?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Like a Sunday night tilt here, Kirk Cousins v. Vikings. Yeah. Oh, my God, it's great. Jonathan Grenard, 2 sacks in this game.
Okay.
Dallas Turner, 1. I'm with Phil. I would do it. All right.
Week two,
we're going to go back to an NFC North game. I want to say the Vikings didn't play their first game against the division opponent until like week 6 or something last year. Well, that's not going to be the case. September 15th, the Vikings go to Lambeau Field for a 3:25 Fox game of the week.
Yeah, that's a loss for me. Packers are much more honed from the second half of the season last year. Jordan Love is a fringe top 10 quarterback. They walked into Dallas. I mean, the Packers took a big step forward. They've got a really good young roster. Tough road game. Packers are kind of back. I know it sucks to hear that as a Vikings fan. So I'll say a loss.
So the weird thing about the Pack is they do have a tendency, you know, the classic R-E-L-A-X with Rodgers. Last year, they also got off to a little bit of a weird start. I'm going to say the Vikings surprise and get a weird win in Lambeau because football's weird. That's where I'm going here. Okay. First mock schedule, I'm going weird. And even though the Vikings lose at home in a game they should win, they'll bounce back for a win in Lambeau Field. 1-1.
I think the Vikings would lose here, but here's my key question, because it's the Fox game of the week. Is this Kevin Burkhardt and Greg Olsen, or is this Burkhardt and Brady?
Could be Burkhardt and Brady.
I haven't heard a thing about like TB's now talking about trying to come back at some point, and I'm very confused about his intentions.
It's a weird deal. The other networks are making big moves right now, but Fox is awfully quiet on a lot of fronts. So
I'm just throwing it out there. Yeah. All right, week 3, September 22nd, Vikings return home. This is a rather mundane one. The Arizona Cardinals, noon, Fox. Okay. Like they're five crew. This isn't even a Kenny Albert game.
So it's like below. It's like a Chris Myers situation.
Jonathan Vilma.
It's below Kenny Albert.
Jonathan Vilma just going on about.
It's a win. It's a win for the Vikings at home against the Cardinals.
Yeah. I think the Cardinals will be a little better than they were last year. I don't think they'll be. I think they're over under win totals. Only like 5.5 or 6.5. I don't know if that's went up since the draft. But I think the Vikings can get a win here at home. This is one of your. This is one of you can't fall into a trap at home against. So I'll say win.
I agree with that. All right, week 4. So round out the month of September. September 29th, they travel to play at the Tennessee Titans in another noon game on Fox.
Kind of a dull part of the schedule here. Yeah, yep. I mean Tennessee is in transition mode. Vikings start hot, man. This is a great schedule here. Yeah, Vikings start hot. So I got them 3-1, winning on the road here. Let's go. Sam Darnold. Here we go.
Yeah, maybe not. I think I am winning this game. I had Tony. Yes, I think. Do you want to pick the schedule too?
I'm
doing everything on the fly, just like you're doing things on the fly here. Okay. I believe they'll win this game. I was going to say our guy Tony on Ventline joined us, who like runs the Norseman Club. It's like this diehard group of fans that live in Tennessee that tailgate. They've gotten Ziggy Wilf to tailgate with them when the Vikings played there, I think, in 2016. So I know there's a huge contingency of Vikings fans down there in Tennessee. So on that reason alone, I will say they win. 3-1 for me.
That would be fun. That'd be a fun Purple Daily road trip.
This is a road trip. Like the game itself, not great, potentially. The trip, Nashville, underrated as hell. I love Nashville.
Get out there. Do a Friday night, downtown Nashville, recover Saturday. Oh, let's go.
Absolutely. Okay. All right, so we're through the first quarter of the season. Just for your bookkeeping purposes, I'm 3-1. I'm 3-1 if you want that.
Okay.
All right. So now we transition to October, October 6th, week 5. Now, I went back and did my research, and this is the block of time when the NFL Europe games, so England games, not the game in Germany. This is the block in which they were played. In fact, they started in week 4 last year. So week 5, October 6th, home game versus the Texans at 8:30 in the morning at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, CBS.
Okay, so Texans, this is a London game.
There's a Vikings home game. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is tough, man. The Texans are, I also feel like the Texans could maybe go in like a sophomore slump for CJ Stroud here. We might be crowning them a little bit too much. I think the Vikings have more fans to support them in this region of the world than the Texans. This will be much more like a Vikings home game than a Texans home game. And so, by God, I think the Vikings win this game.
Okay.
It's always weird in London. So I'm going to say Vikings make this happen. They win this game.
This is a loss. I think the Texans might be the second best team in the AFC, not named the Chiefs. I think they might have the best chance to dethrone the Chiefs. There's Bengals are going to get Joe Burrow back, which is obviously big. Even though the Bills can't get past the Chiefs, you still can't count them out as long as they have Josh Allen. But I believe the Vikings will stumble here. They'll lose to a really good Texans team, even if it's on a neutral or more leaning towards Vikings home field advantage. I think that this is a loss.
Danielle Hunter, couple sacks, you think, of Darnold in this one?
He'll get one, but Jonathan Greenard will get one of CJ Stroud. It'll cancel out. Stephon Diggs probably has a nice little game cooking one of the Vikings young cornerbacks, but that's fine.
So the first month was simple. The second month became complex, and here's why. Because precedent tells us, so ordinarily the Vikings should have their bye the next Sunday. That's how it used to work. But if you guys recall, in Kevin O'Connell's first year in 2022, the Vikings and their crew of basically sports science people, when the Vikings played the Saints, told the league, hey, we prefer not to have our bye that early in the season, right after our game, and they came home and played the Bears. So I've decided to say, okay, if that's the case then, why wouldn't it be the same now? Vikings will not have a bye in week 6. Per their request, they will play October 13th, and history will repeat itself because they will play host to the Chicago Bears.
The Bears.
3:05, Fox Game of the Week in week 6, October 13th.
Schedule loss. Vikings lose. And Bears, very competitive, very feisty, weapons all over the place. I remain skeptical about Caleb Williams. His personality feels a little off to me, and he's a little reckless on the field. He's super talented, so I do have some concerns there, but it's a schedule loss for the Vikings here.
Yeah, I think if the Bears are hitting on all these good players, they're going to be a problem. Now, that's more of a theory than it is a fact, but if they're going to stumble against a good Bears team, I could see this happening. So, and in general, just 6 weeks into the season, I don't know if the Vikings will be 4-2. So I'll have this as a loss, and they'd be 3-3 in my okay. schedule here.
All right. The next week, the Vikings, in a game, I moved this date around with different opponents like 4 or 5 times. Like this took like a half hour of my time alone.
Wow.
But I finally settled on week 7, October 20th. A third consecutive home game, but a second consecutive game here. Indianapolis Colts, noon, on CBS.
On CBS? Boy, this is an interesting one because Anthony Richardson's probably the quarterback. Not very accurate. I feel like Brian Flores' defense could really make life difficult for Anthony Richardson.
Same with Caleb, too. Yeah,
and Caleb Williams.
Yep. You're right.
Could see that. So I'm going to say the Vikings beat the Colts here in this one.
Yeah, of all the home games, at least now, unless the Colts really wake up, and if this is like later in the season, post Judd's mock, this is a home game you can't lose. Like there's some games that'll be trapped, but you can't lose the Colts at home. So I have this as a win, even if it's still Sam Darnold, or maybe, hey, by week 7, is this J.J. McCarthy time? Are we still rocking Sam Darnold? Is he still a project? This is also the fun part of we get into the halfway point of the schedule here.
I smell to write that down. J.J. McCarthy's first start.
This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom. And it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation.
All right. Week 8, I continue leading into the bye. So right now, I've got one primetime game. I think they got 5 total last year. I'm guessing it's 4 or 5 again, just because there's so much wealth to spread around. So I was looking for attractive matchups. You know, sorry, but the Colts ain't a primetime game for the Vikings. Week 8, October 24th, Thursday nighter.
Okay.
After the Colts game, let's just say it'll be two good pals meeting on Thursday Night Football when Kevin O'Connell and his Vikings go to SoFi Stadium to play Sean McVay at the LA Rams, 7:15 Thursday night, Amazon Prime game.
Okay. Yeah, tough one here. The Rams did lose Aaron Donald, but they were definitely one of the hotter teams in the league at the end of the season. They've got some weapons on offense. Matthew Stafford is healthier than he was a year or two ago. And it's a road game against Sean McVay. So I'm going to say, and a short week, right? You said this is a Thursday game. So a lot of factors here.
This is tough.
A lot of factors in play here. I'm going to say it's a loss for the Vikings.
So your Thursday Night Football logic's interesting because you're right that it should be a good game. Like, I'd rather watch Rams and Vikings on Thursday Night Football, especially as a Vikings fan. But Thursday Night Football is prime for a Colts and Vikings type of game, right? Like, they always do the Colts and Jags play every year on Thursday Night Football, it seems.
Al Michaels bitched so much after 22 that they actually upped the stakes.
That's a big game. That's a big game. Yeah.
Like they're trying, because if you look, if Amazon's paying so much.
True.
And by the way, they're about to get the NBA too. But they're paying so much that they basically told the league, bleep you give us games. I mean, this isn't a great game, but it's a fun game. This is a really fun game.
A lot of storylines. Yeah, yep, absolutely.
Exactly. So anyway, SoFi Stadium, packed with Vikings fans.
This is a loss for me. This is a loss. I think Sean McVay cooks up too much. You're coming off a short week. So I have this as a loss.
Okay.
Yeah, loss for me. I already said it.
All right. Week 9, the Viking Sports Science crew has prevailed on the National Football League. Because I think when you go to play a game in, like, London or Germany or something, you know, you're doing the league a solid. It's a home game that's out.
Sure. You can kind of pick your, suggest your bye.
So week 9, the Vikings have very strategically politicked their way into a very interesting bye week.
Nice.
November 3rd is the bye. Now, what this does is approximately halfway through the season, it gives you a 17-day break between games.
Oh. So would that, I feel like, I would rather that not be the case. I think this is a bad bye. Because I would rather have a Thursday night, a 10-day mini bye at one point in the season, and then have my bye week, my actual bye week at a different point.
Hey,
they're getting screwed here.
I did a ton of work. I looked at the logistics of byes. I looked at it possibly being after the Texans game. This is my bye. 17 days between games.
Wouldn't you rather have the Thursday and the bye week separately?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stella and I sat here for 2 bleeping hours last night. If you don't like it, you complain to somebody else.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to complain. I feel like this is an ugly schedule. Ugly, go to uglydeck.com. Oh, no, uglydeck.com is where we want people to go to.
Yep. Hold on a second here, because I got to transition from my schedule to the far more important fact. You know what? Hold on a second.
Putting the NASCAR hat on.
Because if it's not enough, I'm going to talk about it.
He's a NASCAR driver.
You know, if you are watching this right now, you're like, Sports Dad, why did you put that uglydeck.com hat on? And because what you're looking at right now, springtime means deck time, and that means it's time for a new deck from uglydeck.com. Install or DIY. That's right, uglydeck.com offering up to $1,000 off for a limited time. With install, you're going to get the best carpenters out there. With DIY, you're going to get the best coaches. That's right, coaching. To help you from start to finish. Ugly Deck is on a simple mission, and that's to rid the world of ugly decks. Look at that van right there. All I got for you is vans, folks. UglyDeck.com, setting up appointments now at their Shakopee Deck Design Showroom. Check out UglyDeck.com. That's right. It's right there. UglyDeck.com. Get yourself that beautiful deck for spring and for summer. You are going to love it.
Also, if you're a golfer out there, you're going to love the Meadows at Mystic. That's a beautiful place to go shoot 105 if you're old Macadacker decks.
That's right. That's all that matters, okay? You just got to enjoy yourself playing golf. And I can tell you right now, the Meadows at Mystic Lake, perfect spot to enjoy golf. They even give you the GPS cart so they know when Dex tweets duff ones, you know, just for a few feet in front of him. He still knew he had the right club in his hand, or maybe he didn't have the right club in his hand, because it doesn't matter, because I'm enjoying great scenery at the Meadows at Mystic Lake. Book your tee times now. Go to golfthemeadows.com to learn more.
And our friends at Dennis Kirk are here for all you Ragnars that like to ride motorcycles, ATVs, UTVs, dirt bikes. They are here with over 185,000 parts, apparel, and accessories. Same day shipping on orders placed before 8 p.m. Central, and free shipping on all orders over $89. There's also financing plans available. And they have a ride finder tool where you can enter your make, model, and year and find parts that will exactly fit in an instant. DennisKirk.com. That's DennisKirk.com. Okay, second half of the schedule here. We need some pace here, boys, because we want to get to the trade value talker too. So here we go.
All right, week 10, November 10th, coming off the bye at the Lions, a noon game on Fox.
Oh, sounds like it might be a Kenny Albert game.
That's a Kenny Albert special.
Welcome to Ford Field, where the Vikings take on the Lions in an NFC North clash.
Kickoff is next. Yeah, no, this is definitely 100% a Kenny Albert game.
Don't let Kevin O'Connell get 17 days to prepare for the Detroit Lions.
Everyone's
give me the
healthy.
Vikings in this one.
Perhaps J.J. McCarthy starting.
I was going to say.
Give Kevin O'Connell
J.J.
2
McCarthy,
years.
That's 17 days, man.
Yeah.
J.J. is ready.
He gets 17 days to prep a little bit. That might be good for him. This is a loss. Until proven otherwise, the Lions look like still the favorite, obviously, in the division. So this is a loss for me. Shaving kneecaps.
Week 11, November 17th, at Jacksonville, noon on Fox. Not even Kenny Albert will be at this game.
Boy, at the Jags. It's tough, man. I feel like
Trevor Lawrence.
The Jaguars, people are disrespecting the Jaguars because of the way their season ended, but the high ankle sprain to Trevor Lawrence derailed their season. They were like 8-3, fighting for the top seed in the AFC. This is a tough one. I'm going to say Vikings lose at Jacksonville.
Okay. All right. Another primetime game
Wait,
of the week.
Hold on. Hold. Whoa.
Sorry. Sorry. I was trying to keep pace. You're right. Sorry, Dax. My I apologize.
I have this as a win. I am one of those haters who doesn't believe too much in the Jacks. I'm one of those guys. And they were playing really well, really good football pre-ankle sprain for Trevor Lawrence. You know, I think Trevor Lawrence is good. I don't know if he's ever going to rise up to his status of being this uber prospect that just was a can't-miss guy. I think he's a good quarterback. I would like Trevor Lawrence. Not saying I would steer clear of him, but I need to see more of Trevor Lawrence to really buy him as this next echelon quarterback. So I think this is a win in Jacksonville.
All right. Now I can move on to Week 12, because Week 12 is going to be back in primetime under the lights at U.S. Bank Stadium. November 25th. Now you're saying, Judd, they played on the 17th. They played on the 25th. What does that mean? That's right. That means Monday Night Football is in town.
Wow. Let's go.
Vikings versus former nemesis, now Jets quarterback, Aaron Rodgers for a 7:15 p.m. kick.
Oh, so the J-E-T-S, Jets
coming,
Jets
they're
here.
They're coming to town, and I'm going to say Rodgers v. Vikings still has some juice. So it's played under the lights on a Monday night. The Vikings,
okay.
One of two Monday night appearances I'm giving them.
You're missing the main storyline of this game. I still have Sam Darnold as the starting quarterback in week 12. And this is a revenge game for Sam Darnold on Monday night against the Jets. He gets franchise revenge against the team that derailed his career 5 years ago.
Bring it. I love it.
I have this as a loss. I think we're nearing the Sam Darnold probably is still the starter, but I think we're nearing the end of the Sam Darnold experience at this point. And I think Aaron Rodgers comes in here and does what he does best, even if I think he has taken a little bit of a step back. But this is a loss. This is a loss for me at home.
Okay. All right, next game, week 13, December 1st. Dare I say New York, New York? Because after playing the Jets at home, the Vikings travel to East Rutherford, New Jersey, and play the Giants. Noon start on Fox. This is another Kenny Albert.
It's like,
we're sending Kenny Albert out he lives in New York.
He lives
probably,
out there,
right?
And he's probably doing a hockey game that night. God knows the man never sees his family.
It's a rematch of the 2022 wild card playoff round. I'm going to go Kevin O'Connell revenge game here. It's back-to-back revenge games for Sam Darnold and Kevin O'Connell.
And guess who ain't going to look good in this one? Daniel Jones, because he don't got Donatel to abuse. Brian Flores is going to take it to him.
This is a win for me. I think the Giants are going to be a disaster. So this is one of the rare road games, I feel like. Even though playing in the Meadowlands in December might not be ideal conditions, I think this is a win for the Vikings. So they get a win.
I just hit the over on 7.5 here. I'm pretty sure if I'm doing the math.
Wow.
So I hit the over with like a month and a half to go in the season. Let's go.
Hey,
let's
it's go. The first. Come on. It's the first mock schedule. If you're not going to be excited now, you're never going to be excited. Week 14, December 8th, the Vikings return home for the Fox big game of the week, 3:25 kickoff, playing host to the San Francisco 49ers.
Ooh. Now, okay, I worry about the 49ers having, like, how many times can you continue to push the rock up the hill and fall back down, get beat in the Super Bowl, kind of an aging roster? At some point, Christian McCaffrey, is he going to stay healthy? So I worry a little bit, but I'm going to say this is a loss for the Vikings.
And don't forget, they came in here last year. McCaffrey banged up. He played. Debo was out, right? Trent Williams was out.
Yep.
Vikings won. But yes, this would be a tough game.
I think this is a loss as well. The Niners are just too good. Okay. Loss for me.
All right. Okay. Week 15, December 15th, the Vikings make a trip to the West Coast to the former stomping grounds of Phil Mackey, where some people still think he lives. That's right. They play the Seattle Seahawks in Seattle, 3:05 on Fox.
had three people at Target Center that I've seen multiple times in the last year and a half. Be like, you're still in Seattle, right? Good to see you too. All right, enjoy your time here.
Way to catch up with old buddies.
Yep. So at Seattle, always a tough place to play, even if they're kind of in transition mode. This is a tough one here. Viking, and plus the weather in December in Seattle, it's going to be windy. It's going to be wet. It's going to be very difficult next to the Puget Sound. I'm going to say it's a loss here.
They didn't draft a QB, did they? They're still rolling with Geno. I don't think they...
Yeah, Geno Smith is their starting quarterback.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. New coaching staff.
That's right. I think the Seahawks aren't going to be a very good team, but I think just conditions and time of year, I think this is a loss. I will probably flip this when we do this again, but I have this right now as a loss.
It might not ever be in the same place again, Dex.
True. This is true.
Don't be concerned about it. This could be a September game.
That's right. I have a conundrum, though, because after the big Sam Darnold revenge win against the Jets, I think the wheels have come off a little bit here the last couple of weeks, like Niners and Seahawks, and now it's like there's only three games left. Do you unleash J.J. McCarthy to spark you as you're on the verge of a wild card spot? Do you stick with Darnold?
No, you stick with Darnold here because you're about to get into three division games. So I'm going by the precedent that the league had last year, which is the Vikings closed the season with not one, not two, but three NFC North games.
Wow.
So week 16, the fourth and final primetime game, the Vikings come home to face the Green Bay Packers. 7:15, December 23rd, 2 days before Christmas, on a Monday night. That's Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, ABC, ESPN.
Boy, this is a brutal, brutal part of the schedule here because the Packers, I think, are going to be in the mix as one of the top seeds in the NFC. I'm going to go L here. Three straight losses, bad timing. Your people are going to be freaking out, maybe wanting Kevin O'Connell on the hot seat, which is ludicrous.
No, there's no. Yeah, exactly.
So that for I'm just going to give you an update here. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So I had them 8-4 going into these last three games. Now they're 8-7.
Yep.
8-7 after this and clinging to a wild card spot.
Obviously, extremely different circumstances. They had to start Jaren Hall on New Year's Eve last year. But even in 2022, the Vikings had to go to Lambeau in January. It didn't work well. The Packers kind of have their number a little bit towards the end of the year. I have this as a loss as well.
Okay. Two more games.
Yes, week 17, the penultimate game of the season, is played December 29th in the frigid conditions of Soldier Field. Noon on Fox.
So, Southern California Caleb, I don't think it's a home field advantage as much for him playing in Chicago in January. I think Brian Flores gets to him in a must-win game for the Vikings here to keep their playoff hopes alive. Give me a W. Big W here for the Vikings.
That's a big one, yeah.
Oh, boy. Right now, the Vikings are reeling. They have lost three in a row in my mock schedule. They're in danger of losing double digits. How many times have the Vikings lost double digit, have had double digit season losses in their franchise? It seems pretty rare. I have this as a loss. I think they've punted on the season at this point.
And then to close the season under interim coach Josh McCown, because KOC just got fired because Declan has just said you suck. Anyway, week 18, January 5th versus the Lions, noon on Fox.
Again, the Lions might be playing for a division title here. They could be playing for seeding if the momentum continues forward. I have the Vikings 9-7 going into this game. So probably also playing for a playoff spot. I think both teams are going to be playing for something if Judd's mock schedule is 100% correct, 1-17.
Close to being right, yes.
So I'm going to say the Lions win this game at US Bank Stadium, unfortunately. So I have the Vikings kind of sputtering, losing 4 of 5 down the stretch, still finishing above 500, but leaves kind of a bad taste in your mouth. So it's an L for me.
I also have them losing, I guess, 4 out of 5 to finish the year. But I have them winning this game because I think the Lions will have their seeding and their division wrapped up, and it's just going to be a throwaway game. That's what I'm predicting here. That might not be the case, but but I believe the Vikings will get to 7 wins. I don't have them at 7 wins at this point, so that's my math. That's my logic here. They get a win against the Lions. They go 7-10 in this first box schedule.
Okay. Who starts this game? A quarterback for the Vikings, then?
Well, for Declan, J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, probably McCarthy.
Yeah,
for me, I guess I have a few things. I have 9-8. I have 2-4 in division. This is one of the toughest divisions in the entire league. And then I have Sam Darnold starting and playing pretty darn well because they got some wins early on your schedule. I've got Darnold playing the whole year and throwing for like 4,000 yards, having the best season of his career. And now the Vikings are going to get something like a comp pick or something of value for him when he leaves. And then J.J. McCarthy slots in for year two. Now, if you had the schedule different and they started like 2-5 and the wheels are kind of coming off, I could. But the way I have it set up, you're giving me a lot of Cardinals, Titans early on, Colts, like a Falcons team at US Bank Stadium. So I've got the Vikings racking up some early wins here.
I do think that the team's record in this case will have nothing to do with McCarthy playing.
What do you mean? You think
I think it's going to depend on how he perceives him in practices and how he looks. So like if they get off to a 2011, right? McNabb start and it's bad, but they're like, this kid's not prepared yet. He ain't playing.
Oh, from that. Yeah. Okay. So I mean, I think if they're winning games and Darnold is playing passably, I think they keep rolling with him because they're winning games, but.
It's that bye week. That's 17 days off that J.J. McCarthy is going to come into Kevin O'Connell's office and say, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. 9-8 for me as well.
Okay, so 9-8, 9-8. And then, Declan, what was your final record again?
7-10.
Okay.
7-10.
That might be the most realistic of us all. 7-10, and then Judd, 9-8. Because we're going to keep track of all of these and compare what our opinions are. Now, the actual schedule comes out in just over a week, it sounds like.
We're thinking May 9th.
So like it's
always a Thursday, mm-hmm. and if it tracks like it did a year ago, it would be May 9th.
Okay. So there you have it, folks. Judd's mock schedule.
I want a mock.
1.0.
Grown man spent 2 hours coming up with that for you. How about
wow,
that?
The work Sports that this man does as a content creator. Hey, before we get to this nugget from the Patriots beat about what the Vikings offered, a shout out to our friends at Federated Mutual Insurance Company. As a business owner, you understand the importance of protecting your reputation, the workplace, the employees that work for you, financial assets. The team at Federated is ready to help your team by creating a custom lineup of industry-specific coverages and risk management services. Contact your local Federated rep, at federatedinsurance.com, where it's our business to protect yours. So Mike Reese is very plugged in. He's a longtime OG Patriots beat writer, ESPN.com. And he said, I'm getting this summation of his lengthy article from The Purple Persuasion, a great Twitter aggregator of Vikings content. Yeah. And they link to the story here too. Per Mike Reese, the Vikings offered the Patriots the 11, the 23, and a 2025 first rounder, which is what we are all suspecting, in exchange for the number 3 and 2 mid rounders. So whatever that means, like a fourth and a fifth, kick us back a fourth and a fifth to at least make it a little bit more even. This did not meet the criteria for the bag that the Patriots wanted. So the Vikings pivoted from Drake May to J.J. McCarthy. This is where I would have drawn the line, as I've been saying. I had a line in the sand that I would have drawn.
Yes. This is what I wanted to see. Like, this was a ton, but in my opinion, the Patriots should have taken it. Now, perhaps, Drake May might go on to be a Hall of Fame QB. I got no clue. But, like, Phil, when you said to me, well, if the Patriots hang up, what? Well, my response is, well, the Vikings tried. Like, the Vikings identified a guy. They clearly liked May the most, which is great. They clearly did everything in their power to make a trade. The Patriots said no. But what I didn't want to find out was, well, it turned out the Vikings, they offered the 11th pick, and they offered this, but they didn't offer the right. Like, if you like a guy, go all in. And they definitely did. This is the process by which the Vikings got to where they were by the end of the night Thursday, in my opinion, we have no idea if it's going to work, but I think it's about as flawless as you could have hoped for.
Yeah, I just heard a lot of people in the weeks leading up to the draft saying with no nuance, no discussion, no gray area whatsoever, Kwesi needs to do whatever it takes or he's fired, right? You need, and then whenever somebody reasonable would come in and say, well, wait a second here, the Patriots own the house. It might not even be for sale. And so how much over listing price do you pay for a house? But then you still have to pay the mortgage and you still have to pay for the upkeep and all this stuff, right? Like, would you rather have Drake May and not have Dallas Turner, not have next year's first round pick, and whatever else beyond that the Patriots said it needs to be more than that? So would you rather have Drake May, but no Dallas Turner, no 2025 first round pick, and then like no third round pick or whatever, like whatever it would have cost you, right? Or would you rather have JJ McCarthy, Dallas Turner, a first round pick in 2025? It's a no brainer to me, but I just kept hearing certain fans like, you need to pay. Don't be a coward. Don't get cold feet. Don't. No, it's not about being a coward. It's about value and price and assets. And if I can get the top edge rusher in the draft on the consensus big board and get my second quarterback, and I love my second quarterback, you should be fired if you don't. You know, like, it should be the other way around.
But it shows you, though, that they clearly put a priority on May. And so all I wanted was, I didn't want to read, well, at the end of the day, the Vikings just couldn't do this. I mean, they offered, I think the Patriots are nuts. If I'm the Patriots, two first round picks, a third one, you know, potentially like a pick swap of some sort.
And they could have had McCarthy probably, right?
Yeah, exactly. So so I think that they screwed up. And I also think that the Vikings prioritized well. The Vikings, in my opinion, did not blink. And I love that. Like this is what I wanted. And so I think where they landed is absolutely fine and it might be great. But I also like the fact that they clearly prioritized as well. I have no complaints. You know, we could talk about, well, they didn't have a pick on day two. And yeah, that, okay. But like we could talk about now in hindsight, should they have gotten more picks? Should they have done that? Or I would say,
if you look at the draft value charts, yeah,
I would say no. I would say no. I was extremely critical. Now, I wasn't obscene. Like, I've got notes about, well, did you say scene was going to be terrible? I never said that. But I was extremely critical from the outset of that process. I didn't like going back. I didn't like the idea. I didn't
it's a long
like
a way safe- to go back.
And
long
I didn't like a safety. Back. That does not mean I had no idea about scene, just to be very, very clear. But I hated that process. I equally love this one. And yeah. So if I'm
they
going
probed
to
a little bit, they were like, probe, poke here. Here's our line.
I criticized them then. I'll praise them now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it too. If they really, really liked Drake May, they would have done this. And I also think that's really important too. I think if they loved Drake May, not really liked, because they did like Drake May. If they loved Drake May, I think they would have paid the price. But they realized that price is still too much and too steep, that we actually like the gap between guys like McCarthy or Penix who are going to be after these guys. They weren't in love with Drake May enough either to pay this price of admission either.
And I don't know that there is any way that you could, based on the history of how volatile drafting NFL quarterbacks is there any way that you could have been so confident in Drake May that you would have given up more than the 11,
and
the 23,
the
and a future
though?
First-round pick? Was it a 26
but
first-round pick?
That's my question. Like it sounds like the Patriots just said, thank you, no thank you.
Yeah. And what if the Vikings wind up? There's a chance. I've been saying this. Like, I think since the draft, I think that there's a better chance J.J. McCarthy turns out to be a top 10 quarterback in this league than Drake May based on the situations they were drafted into. And so I get my own infrastructure that we've already built here, right? Vikings like Justin Jefferson, offensive tackles, one of the top quarterbacks, and maybe just a straight up replacement for Danielle Hunter if Dallas Turner pans out right away. It's hard to Judd's point. It's hard not to love the process of, okay, let's probe a little bit, see if we can move up, but let's not move past a certain point. And then let's go right into our next scenario here, which might even be the better scenario.
Yeah. And I guess my question from the Patriots standpoint is, if they turned down what the Vikings offered, which clearly they did, like, what would you, I don't even know that there would be a price that you could stomach at that point.
Yeah.
Like another first round pick in 2026. No, thank you.
No. Cause you gotta, yeah, you need to keep building out a roster,
you know, gone are the days of the Ditka. I'll trade you my entire draft.
And then I'll put a Hawaiian shirt on, smoke a cigar and
for Ricky Williams,
go on national TV and then get fired 2 years later. Yeah. Remember for a Sports Illustrated, was Ricky it ESPN, the magazine cover?
ESPN, the magazine had him in a wedding dress with Ditka.
It's hilarious. So, all right, I think that's a wrap on this episode. We have so many other topics and talkers and rankings and things we've been putting our heads together. Just like what does the next month look like here on Purple Daily? And it's very fruitful. There's a lot of things to talk about here. At some point, J.J. McCarthy is going to be in the building for mini camps and OTAs. And so we'll get to see him at some of these practices. We've got Write That Down predictions tomorrow. At some point, maybe tomorrow, there's been some major NFL broadcast shakeups too this week that we should talk about.
That'd be great. Yep.
So we can do that. And on Friday, by the way, you guys are both out on Friday. And so Thor Nystrom is going to join me for a Feedback Friday.
Thorsky.
10 a.m. live on the Purple Daily YouTube channel on Friday to kind of put a bow on draft season, talk more about J.J. McCarthy. But yeah, thank you guys. This podcast today is still 10th on the Apple chartable rankings. It's ahead of like some of the biggest national podcasts you can find because Vikings fans are amazing.
And my mock should drive that to 8th or 9th.
100%. Who else is doing mocks? Mock schedules.
No one. That's the thing.
Yeah. We're going to do one every day, by the way. Judd has 7 of these ready to roll out. No, I'm just kidding.
Each 2 hours. Prep is unbelievable. Different bye weeks.
Love it, man. All right. Purple Daily, Daily Vikings Entertainment, where we just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die.